Who could use some speed jokes? Sponsored by Team Hochberg. Thanks for sending them in. We got jokes sent in from Gary Clark and Jen Foles in Rockford and Mike Birrell in Bolingbrook. Dave Carr, the very first winner of our coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug, sent another joke in from Canada. Brian Penikoff did in Gurnee. Frank Toka in Kewanee, Illinois, hog capital of the world. Thank you, Cynthia Sanchez in Aurora and Liz Meisterling in Glen Ellen. I got one from Dave Stoike, longing for a Speed Jokes coffee mug in Dayton, Indiana. James Wing is taking his cat Sleepy Pete to his first vet appointment in Southwest Michigan today. We got a joke from Mona Lott in Arlington Heights. I'm still not sure if that's a joke or a real name.
Wasn't that one of the books, one of the authors?
It's funny you should mention that, Dave. I do have a book for you right around the corner. Thanks for bringing it up. Hey, Dave, over the weekend, I visited the home of the man who invented toothpaste.
You sure that was the right place?
I think it was his home. There was no plaque. Here's a little-known fact. By replacing your morning coffee with green tea, you can lose up to 87% of what little joy you still have left in life. I'm reading a book, Dave, about school truancy called Marcus Absent. I'll have more books for you over the weekend, Dave.
Wonderful.
Now that you mention it.
Hey, James Bond wanted to color his hair, John, but he was in such a hurry he couldn't get it done.
Ah, he had no time to die?
Right. He wanted to go blonde. James Blonde.
It was so windy on Saturday that when I was walking to the gym, I got blown into the Binney's liquor store. Hey, here's a question. People who wear pajamas in public, are they giving up on life or are they living life to the fullest? I can't decide if that's like the epitome of life or we just don't care anymore. Do you think clouds look down on us and say, ooh, that one's shaped like a stupid idiot?
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a patient in surgery, and John Williams will star at his as his cardiac surgeon.
Doctor, you've touched my heart.
You know, you're not supposed to be awake right now, but thanks anyway. Hey, here's a question. Why do chickens only make one sound? Because they can't think outside the box. Okay, one more. Really, Dave?
I love that.
We worked so hard on the other nine, and that's the one that got you going, huh?
It is.
I've got more books for you tomorrow or the next day, Dave. So you going to be working tomorrow, Dave?
I will.
Okay, good. Get ready. Last Thanksgiving, my friend Joe went on the Dolly Parton diet.
Interesting. Did it work?
Well, Dave, it made Jolene.